It appears there's a large drift fleet already in the Igigik district, but there doesn't appear to be a lot of fish around. Fish and Game still can't disclose exact harvest numbers, but the total from Igigik is about 16,000 so far this season. The weekly fishing schedule ended in the district at 9 a.m. Friday morning, but Fish and Game has announced both set and drift net periods in the district for today. Set netters get to go fish from 2:15 until 10:15 p.m. Drifters get a four-hour period from 2:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. Paul Solomon is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Igigik District. He announced the opening last week before the district was closed for the weekend.
If I open something in Igigik, everybody's going to go there from other districts, and I figure I might as well just get out of the way and keep people there to begin with, because last year when we did something, we had guys running from Naknek down there with fish are still on board, which is not something we want. So by announcing on Monday, they'll stay there. And won't have that problem.
Tracking the commercial fishing fleet across much of Bristol Bay is difficult so early in the season because fishermen don't have to register until June 25th if they fish in the east side districts. However, Solomon believes there is a significant drift fleet already on the fishing grounds in the Igigik district.
My reports are that there's a couple of hundred, maybe as many as 300 boats already there.
The Fish and Game forecast for the district is 4.65 million sockeye. The escapement goal for the Igigik River is between 800,000 to 1.4 million fish. Solomon is also the area management biologist for the Ugashik district. He left the district closed through the weekend after the weekly fishing schedule ended Friday morning.
I'm going to keep it closed probably until I see something worth fishing on, but I'm not going to let the drifters go like we did last year. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit and watch it for a while, and any openings in the near future are likely to be set net only for a little while.
The counting towers on the Ugashik River are expected to be up and running on June 27th. Solomon is characterizing the commercial harvest in the district so far this season as about 4,000 sockeye total. Commercial fishermen in both districts are asked to stand by at 12 noon today for the next possible announcement about fishing time. The other east side district that fishermen can fish in without having to register until June the 25th is the Naknek-Quijack district, which is now under the direction of new area management biologist Travis Ellison. He's excited about his first season in the bay.
Awesome fishery, you know, and we've got lots of great assessment, lots of harvest power, and generally have a lot of fish. So it's kind of a manager's dream job as long as the fish show up. So I'm excited for it. I think it'll go well. Slim Morstad's sticking around through most of the season to help give me advice, and I'm happy for that. Hope to learn a lot from him. I already have. So, looking forward to a good season.
Fish and Game's confidentiality restrictions still apply in the Naknek-Quijack district, so Ellison couldn't disclose the harvest in the district. He said it wasn't much. Ellison characterized the commercial fishing effort thus far in the district as small, but he expects things to pick up this week. The Naknek River counting towers were expected to be operational on Saturday. The Quijack towers should be operational today. Both enumeration projects are going in 5 days earlier than normal, thanks to funding from the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents the over 1,800 Bristol Bay DriftNet permit holders. Despite the lack of fish, there is fishing time in the Naknek-Quijack district. The district set netters can fish all week from 9 a.m. Monday until 9 a.m. Friday. The drifters have already announced fishing periods this week, Monday through Friday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.